Welcome to Amici, news and insight from the New York Judiciary and Unified Court System. Today we are happy to share with you the audio portion of a video produced for the Historical Society of the New York Courts and the Commercial Division of State Supreme Court. Along the way, you will hear from Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman, former Chief Judge Judith Kaye, former Chief Administrative Judge E. Leo Malonis, several other judges and attorneys, as they discuss the roots and progress of the court over the years. The video itself is available on the Historical Society's webpage.
Four hundred years ago, the Dutch set up their first trading posts on the Hudson River, trading beaver pelts in what is now present-day Albany. This was quickly followed by a second settlement on the tip of Manhattan, and so began the commercial life of New York. As the economy grew, so too did the court system, quickly establishing itself as a reliable place for New Yorkers to resolve their commercial disputes. Today, New York stands at the epicenter of global commerce and at the forefront of commercial litigation, thanks to the formation in 1995 of the court's commercial division.
New York City, because we are the headquarters city for the global financial system, for the media system, for fashion and retail, we are headquarters for so many world industries. Much of the most complicated litigation in the world flows into our court system. And as a result, we really have great expectations of how that will be handled.
The reluctance of major companies to come into the state courts related to the utterly overwhelming, drowning dockets.
Well, it was just a confluence of perfect events occurring at the same time. We had Governor Cuomo at the time who wanted to institute a commercial court, but what he had in mind, I believe, was a court of equity like Delaware, which is very hard to do because you need a constitutional amendment or you need legislation, and it was difficult to do. It is expensive.
I was counsel to the governor from 1991 to 1994, when the process of creating the commercial courts was becoming really important. I think the governor put it in his state of the state, and we worked with the judiciary to try to help make it happen.
It's the fact that it began with an idea that preceded me, Judge Wachler, and the four commercial parts, the four commercial judges, and I've seen an idea grow from conception through all the early childhood traumas, through maturity. That's what makes me feel so proud, the very prudent and important growth of this great idea. From its very first breaths, the Commercial Division has been a bench bar cooperative.
The original Commercial Courts Task Force was an operational group. It wasn't a theoretical or academic group.
I do have to say that once Chief Judge Kaye embraced this and said, we're going forward, and I said, oh, that's great. So you mean you're going to take our report and our idea and you're really going to study it in detail? She said, I'm not going to study it. I'm going to implement it.
One of the things that it's easy to forget is that we were really in uncharted territory in many ways. I'll give you some examples. An initial question was, what's the jurisdictional amount for this commercial division? How much did your case have to be worth to get your case there?
We had to define what is a commercial case for
right.
The commercial division. And we worked on that, I remember. It was not
we're
easy.
Still working on
and
it.
We're still working on it.
But the wonderful thing is that we didn't spend 5 years debating these
That's
things.
Right.
You know, both of you said, let's do it, and then we'll refine it as we go
exactly.
along.
We started with Judge Shane Swift, Judge Miriam Altman, Herman Kahn, and myself. We were the first four.
Our administrative judge had been requested to call us in and to talk to us about it, and he was requested to urge us to volunteer to become commercial division judges. With my group, I was the only one. I put up my hand pretty quickly. I said, yes, I'm volunteering. Stanley, I want the job.
Well, I never had rules. The commercial judges, the other commercial judges, as time went on, decided they needed rules. They had forms. I never had any paper at all.
Ira's rules were no rules, which we all pretty much adopted as our rule because it seemed to make a lot of sense. It gave us a great deal of flexibility and discretion.
What rules?
At that time, there was a discussion with regard to the rules of the different judges and how they all meshed together, and we came back and forth and came up with a pretty damn good end product.
When I was a practicing lawyer, I was on a committee that was trying to get a commercial division established in upstate New York because we wanted to have a court that had the expertise in commercial litigation.
It's grown and changed over the years, of course, as has New York counties, of course, I'm sure.
Yeah. But you're right, it was Kings County, then very quickly on Westchester, Albany.
20 years ago, we thought the cases that we had then were big cases. And they were for 20 years ago. But the cases today, both in size and complexity, dwarf what we thought were the big cases of 1995.
Keep in mind that when I became an attorney, we used carbon paper, and a copying machine was a Xerox the size of a refrigerator. So things have changed.
When you think about the commercial division of 20 years ago, when Judge Ramos was the commercial division, if you had said to Judge Ramos, iPhone, Judge Ramos would have said, that's bad syntax, counsel. And now if you say iPhone, it's a storage device, it's a calendar, it's a source of electronic discovery. There's lots of litigation involving iPhones, iPads, and any other kind of technology.
I think that the business community has been affected by the changes that we are making, in that they are bringing more and more cases to our courthouse. You know, there are so many avenues that the commercial litigator may choose to walk down, but from what I am seeing with regard to the numbers, I think that those walks are now going up our beautiful stairs at 60 Center Street.
The strength of our economy is very much driven by attracting business investment here, by maintaining business, encouraging job growth here, and all of that relates back to having a sense of a great legal system, a system of justice that can help manage the very complicated economy that we have.
What it does is it fosters kind of a confidence in a business, in a company, that you're going to have a court that is intimately involved with business matters. It's intelligent about business matters. Its justices are among the best in the court.
It really is important to the business community to have a legal system that it can rely on, that has expertise, that is fair, that is knowledgeable, that is that understands that delay is costly. And I think the commercial division really addresses all of those issues.
Great thing for a practitioner in terms of the commercial division is the ability to deal in an environment in which you are able to make your case to somebody who's going to listen, understand it, and handle it efficiently and reliably.
The commercial division has processed cases quickly. It's provided a forum for efficient resolution of disputes. And the business community has gotten the message, so to speak.
You don't have the clients, the businesses, wasting their time in litigation when really what they want to be focusing on is their business.
You have many more justices of the Supreme Court, both in and outside of the commercial division, who are now equipped with the expertise, really, to hear and preside over complex commercial transactions.
The judges develop an expertise in certain issues. You see certain issues over and over again, and you know you don't have to start from scratch.
You get a professional court for professional concerns, and I think that works very well.
I think it's great. I think it's the greatest thing happening in the New York courts.
I think it's the best job in the court. I really think the cases and the lawyers are the best. There's no better job.
I can't wait to get to work every day. The intellectual challenge of the cases that we work on, the quality of the lawyers, the importance of the disputes to the business community and to ensuring that New York State remains the commercial capital of the world are all great reasons to get up in the morning and go to work.
Now, if you had to find one word to describe life in the commercial division, what might that be?
Paper. Lots of paper.
Busy. Fantastic.
Wonderful experience. Two words.
Challenging.
Money.
Exciting.
Exhilarating.
The judge can't summarize one. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Absolutely fabulous. And I recognize that's two words.
Great lawyers. Great cases, an administration that really supports us, terrific staff, great people in chambers, great people in the courtroom.
It continues to present many challenges.
I would say challenging. I would say it's challenging for the judge, but very satisfying.
Faster, smarter, cheaper litigation.
Fascinating, enlightening.
Reliable justice.
Excellence and innovation. And you don't need much more than that.
Chief Judge Lippman has been ardent about that message, that we don't close the doors and say we have a great commercial division and now let's go on to something else.
I think the commercial division in the Supreme Court is critical for the economic health and well-being of New York City and New York State. And we have to not rest on our laurels, but to really look to the future and understand that the competition is fierce. As wonderful as the commercial division has been, I think we're going to have to ensure that we follow up on the wonderful reports we've had, the recent report that we had from Judge Kaye and Marty Lipton's group. They had such terrific recommendations. New York is where we are because of who we are. And I think the commercial division is competitive with any place in the world. It's good for business. It's good for our people. It's good for our economy. It's good for the courts. It's good for our society. I think the commercial division has, again, an unlimited future, and it's bright and shiny, and as New York deserves.
Spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
thank you for listening to this edition of Amici. If you have a suggestion for a topic on Amici, call John Carr at 518-453-8669 or send him a note to jcaher@nycourts.gov. In the meantime, stay tuned.